Train drivers are pleading with the public to be more careful at railway lines to prevent near misses and deaths. Since 2013, 110 pedestrians and motorists have been killed in collisions with trains, and Kiwi Rail estimates there's roughly one near miss every day. Jonathan Mitchell reports, and a gentle warning, if you are watching these pictures, they may be a little upsetting.
The hum and buzz of Monday morning at Wellington Railway Station. There I meet Will Campbell. He's got 30 years' experience in rail, 20 of them as a driver. He's seen a lot in that time, including a collision which killed a man about 8 years ago. He reckons he's involved with about one near miss every fortnight.
Yeah, the hot spots seem to be around from the Epuni area up to the Pomari area. And I'll share a little story with you. One time is that a few years back I saw a family with about half a dozen adults and about half a dozen kids in tow pushing a pram down the track. You know, it's just dealing with things like that. Like I said, I've been driving for about 20 years, 30 years on rail, and nothing surprises me.
He's become more vigilant and aware as a result.
When you're driving your train, when you're stopping at a station and you let your passengers off, you actually become, as a driver, you become a very good reader of body language. So you're always watching what people are doing. And any change in behaviour, you're really watching like a hawk.
Fletcher Goldsworthy's the face of a new video campaign to launch Rail Safety Week. He's been a driver for more than 4 years and has had plenty of close calls in that time, including a woman crossing the tracks with a baby in a pram.
You've got this knot of nervousness in your chest and you're just waiting to see what happens. But, you know, afterwards, you go through all those emotions as if, you hit it, like you do all the what-ifs, you know.
Kiwi Rail Chief Executive Greg Miller says it has support services in place to help drivers such as Will and Fletcher when they have a near-miss or death. He says the public needs to wake up and be alert because it can't protect every kilometre of track around the country.
A fully laden 1,000-tonne freight train can slide for a kilometre as soon as they lock it up the brakes. So it's a very difficult thing to do to stop instantly when you see a car, a truck or a person cross the track.
In the past 2 years, 23 high-risk pedestrian crossings in Auckland have had barrier gates installed. 15 more are planned, with 12 upgrades in Wellington and at least 27 road crossing improvements on the cards in Wairarapa. The Transport Minister, Phil Twyford, says that's just a preventive measure.
The investments that we're making upgrading safety improvements at rail crossings are making a difference, but we need people to be vigilant as well. We need people to be really alert, to follow the rules, look for the signage and pay attention. Otherwise, we won't be able to reduce the terrible death toll.
If Fletcher Goldsworthy's got an important but simple plea.
When people are approaching, you know, pedestrian crossings, level crossings, they need to look at the signs and the bells and the whistles and everything and just think, expect a train. The bells and whistles are there for a reason.
For Checkpoint, call Jonathan Mitchell, 10-8.
And if you were listening to Jonathan's piece on the radio, we'll put it up on our Facebook page. Man, there are some massively tight near misses. A real warning to keep your eyes and ears open.